We're on the air.
Back. Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
We already mentioned that me and Sip did not watch the FCS title game last night. Montana State beats Illinois State.
Incredible.
35-34. Bill watched it in its entirety, start to finish, right, Bill?
Yeah, well, not really too heavily until the second quarter because I was watching the Huskers.
Basketball.
I was watching the Huskers, yep.
But Montana State was crowned the FCS champion last night.
They were crowned.
Who's the coach of Montana State?
Oh, I can't say his name. No, when you say it, it'll just freak me out.
Jake. Hang on, I'll find it real quick.
Hang on a second. Let me get this thing.
Okay. We should note the coach who wears the crown.
Oh, I can't say it. Vegan. Yep. Vegan.
Yeah, Brent Vegan is right. V-I-G-E-N. Yes. Brent Vegan.
Good job. I wonder if there's any players
Brock
now.
Brock Speck was the head coach for Southern Illinois.
Brock Speck. Now,
Illinois State.
There are people that wonder, will those schools send players to other – I mean, there's viable players on those
rosters. There's viable players on those rosters that can play. There's no way you can say, like, you take, like, Taco was their slot receiver.
Yes.
And he had, like, 160 yards, and so did there's also a great receiver that played for...
That'd be Taco Dowler.
Taco. So Taco had an unbelievable... So you can't tell me that Taco can't play in the Mountain West or can't play... He's small. But I'm just telling you, I'm like, no, he'd have, like, 60 catches.
Sip is not a fan of Taco because he's 5'9", 175. Yeah. We know your thoughts on small receivers.
Well, I mean, here's my thought on most of those guys. They can be your three guy, your four guy. Good luck with the one guy.
Taco this year had 78 catches for 1,050 yards and 7 touchdowns.
Now, people are going to say, well, Sip, have you ever heard of Steve Smith?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was small and he was great, but he was an outlier.
I recall Nebraska got a guy a couple years ago from Montana named Samari Toure, who was pretty good at Nebraska.
He was tall.
I know, but I'm saying he came from the FCS. Yeah, and he played with the Packers for a couple of years.
I like guys that play up. I wish I would have tweeted it out, but I told my wife right away, and she knew it. The third down, zero blitz, Montana State throws the ball, hits a dude in the chest. Ball pops out, hits the DB right in the hands, and he drops it. It's game over.
Yeah,
game over. And I looked at her, I go, it's over. I said, Montana State wins. Every time you drop a game-winning interception, you will lose.
Oh,
and next play, boom, touchdown. It just happens.
Hurts.
I'm telling you, it happens every time. You just don't.
Why is that?
Yeah, I don't know. It happens every time.
Psychological phenomenon.
I don't know if that, but just wow.
In terms of guys playing up, the quarterback, Justin Lampson from Montana State, how about this season for him? 3,200 yards passing, 26 touchdowns, 3 picks. Also, on the ground, 735 yards and 16 rushing touchdowns.
Is he a senior?
He is a junior.
Oh, so if he returns there, I'll be shocked. He can. I mean, once again, he should be playing. I mean, could he start on a team here in the Big Ten? Absolutely. Could he go to Purdue and start? Could he go to Northwestern and start? Yeah, absolutely. You saw what happened at Iowa, and his skill set is higher than
Kronowski.
It's higher. I don't know. I would say right now, if I'm watching both from when they were at that level, it might be a little bit higher.
Well,
I remember that Minnesota last year got the guy from New Hampshire, Max Brosmer, and then he was playing again. Was not good for the Vikings, but he was starting NFL games for the Vikings this year. Yeah. Came from New Hampshire.
I said it right when I watched him. I go, hey, Brosmer's pretty good. Yeah.
So there's no reason to say, oh, you know, these guys are good.
Oh, absolutely.
Lampson should be getting people talking to him.
And I could see him leaving now, especially they won the national championship.
Yep.
So it's like, you know what? I did what I had to do here.
100.
I'm gonna go play and maybe
he's probably what he should do.
Yeah. Maybe he's at Iowa.
You could argue maybe Nebraska's best transfer this year was from the FCS. Andrew Marshall was very good as a cornerback from Idaho.
Yeah.
Like
you could argue that. You could 100%
argue. So there's no reason to for fans to
Marshall was highly sought after.
And he was good. He backed it up. He was a good player at Nebraska.
Yep. That's a good point.
So in the next 10 days, if you see Nebraska offering or getting players from FCS before you just say, oh, well, typical Nebraska, that's not bad. That's not necessarily bad.
No, it's not.
Typical no, it's Nebraska. Not at all.
No, Nebraska, they'd do well to make some
Absolutely.
A in the FCS
I think
right
they
now.
Should. Yeah. Like you talk about evaluation. Those guys are good.
Yeah, if you look the in generally what you're going to see from the FCS is going to be more in the skill position. Although there is a lot of FCS players at the O-line playing in the NFL right now.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Every day, companies you've probably never heard of are making billions off of your personal data. Your name, address, phone number, even details about your family are pulled from public records and the internet and then sold without your consent. There's an entire marketplace making money off your privacy, and most people have no idea it exists. But Aura fights back. They remove your personal data from broker sites and keep it off. Aura also alerts you fast if your information shows up in a breach or on the dark web. And if your identity is ever stolen, you are backed up by up to $5 million in insurance and 24/7 U.S.-based fraud support to help you recover quickly. Right now, you can try Aura free for 14 days when you visit aura.com/remove. That's enough time for Aura to start removing your personal information from data broker sites. Sign up today at aura.com/remove and get the peace of mind that your privacy, identity, and finances are safeguarded. That's aura.com/remove. Certain terms apply. See the site for details.
A bunch of them. There's a lot of really good offensive linemen. So you don't see as many defensive linemen making the move from FCS up. O-lineman, you would.
God damn.
You would see a lot of them.
I should point out, Justin Lampson, again, the quarterback from Montana State, did play the previous 2 years at Stanford as a backup quarterback. He was a backup quarterback at Stanford.
Didn't know that.
In 23 and 24, goes to Montana State this year and has the epic year. So, yeah, he'll be sought after.
He'll be very highly sought after.
Wow, went from Stanford to Montana State.
And had a great year.
How often do you see guys go down?
Oh, a lot.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. That happens.
Yeah. What am I talking about?
Yeah. You'll see
you and I happen.
See that a lot. Also, here's the other
take. Yeah, you're right. A lot of guys go to you and I from up.
Here's the other take, too. If you're Montana State,
that
is awesome.
Nice job,
bro. Cadillac. Cadillac, a window down, having a smoke.
Blowing it out the window.
The day right there.
Coffee, smoke, and the window's down.
And his caddy.
Yeah, and his
nice
Cadillac.
White caddy.
It's a nice white caddy.
Keep with your thought. Football
got a lot. Yeah, kind of lost me for a second. But is that if you're Montana State, don't be upset when he leaves. Just say thank you. You came here. We won a national championship. Thank you. And he had a chance. And now he has offers to go better places if he does, which he will, I'm sure.
Oh.
Just be thankful. Be like, thank you for coming here. And that is so much more. And that is also that's going to be in all levels. What are teams going to be doing in FBS? Trying to win one.
Yeah.
It's not really the NFL's like that too. They're trying to win a Super Bowl. We're trying to be this dynasty. It's like you want to try
happening.
For that, but you want to try to.
It's gonna be hard.
When can we put the one team together? When can we put this one team together? And it all kind of comes back to: do you have a quarterback that is definitely not leaving your place? That is a big deal. And then, but you're building for a one shot run right now.
I still hear people on occasion say about Nebraska, don't worry about the quarterback. Just get a game manager and build around him. I'm always like,
I don't mind that as
playmaker.
Much if he's very
I
much,
need a playmaker.
Yeah, you need somebody that can, you need somebody that in run. They got to make you got to build to make plays when the coaching's over.
Look at the teams that are in it now. Indiana, they has a Heisman Trophy winner. Dante Moore is probably the second best quarterback in the nation, and he can scoot. Okay, now
Carson Beck.
Now right. Moore.
He made a couple runs.
He can run, but
limited, very limited.
Yeah. He has a gun.
And then Chambliss. Trinity is unbelievable. Yeah. The one scramble they marked it. The one he had the miracle play on where they got the first down. He ran over 50 yards. His scramble was over 50 yards. That's incredible.
So Mendoza can run a little bit.
Mendoza can run. And there's quarterback runs with him.
So three of the four are really runners. And you say Beck can run a little bit?
Beck had a couple nice runs against
couple scrambles.
Ohio State.
Okay. Yeah. You want to build a habit when the coaching's over to build a make a play. Because all the stuff, you can talk all you want about, okay, Charlie Weiss done a great job at Ole Miss. But the play that was made, that was not in the drawing. It was not in the play design
at all.
He gets credit for it, though. And it's like, okay, but that was not, all on one thing.
Hundo.
Yeah.
The Spillover is next
The Spill
on Early Break on the Ticket.